DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2-2, swinging a ground ball to second that should do it. Romy to a knee, throws to first in time. Ball game over. Put that picture on the wall. The Red Sox win in Sacramento 7-0. Garrett Crochet, refreshingly dominant again. Story in Narvaez homer, and the Red Sox get the job done against the A's.
Tiers are available. At Keith21, at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. Tier Tuesday, top AFC wide receivers. We're not loving the Patriots receivers at this point in time.
No. Still better than it was last year, right? But you can only say that for so long. At some point, we gotta put last year behind us.
And we're not overly high on the Dolphins receivers. I guess we're really just down on Tua.
Down on Tua.
Based on the way that went.
The team is down on their own head coach, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they're in a bit of a free fall after just one game.
But it's Tier Tuesday. Go check those out at Jones and Keefe. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon coming up less than 10 minutes from now. You heard the Red Sox last night. Crochet, 7 innings, 10 Ks. Keep him on the plan you have been doing for months and months and months.
Yeah.
Where it's not every fifth day. It's at least 5 days of rest every sixth day, if you will. He looked like a different guy, admittedly, against a horrible A's team.
Yeah, but you'll take it.
Good. I mean, actually, not a terrible A's lineup, but a horrible A's team. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they got some guys. But coming off his worst start of the year against Cleveland, and that wasn't even like a pitch count thing or anything like that. He was just getting hit all around. He had that one inning where he fell apart. He literally lost the Cy Young Award in one inning. And you're like, all right, how is he gonna? He's already way past his career high in innings pitched. So what's it gonna look like going forward? The stat came out about when there's 4 days off versus 5 days off. It's like over a run different on his ERA. So, yeah, keep doing that. Make sure he is on whatever schedule that is. I don't care if you need a bullpen game here or there or you're calling up a kid tonight, whatever.
Well, they are.
They know they are. Yeah. They are tonight. But I'm saying, like, going forward, like, once you can look at the schedule, how many times they're going to have to do it, I don't even know. But we're winding down the regular season. And so whenever game one of the playoffs is, it better be Garrett Crochet on 5 days rest.
So, well, I agree with that. But, all right, they're 5 games clear of Texas, who has won 2 in a row. They're 6 games clear of Cleveland, who's won 4 in a row. Kansas City's going the other way. They've dropped 2 straight. They're, 6.5 games clear of them. Yeah. So, on the one hand, it's like, well, take your time, manage Crochet, get him right for the postseason. On the other, you're only 3 back at Toronto. Is that a reason to lean in on Crochet to try to catch them?
No. Do you want...
Because, well, go for it.
I was going to say, you win the division would be awesome. It should be your goal. But if it's at the expense of Garrett Crochet and either you're getting too cute and now he has to have a game where he doesn't have his rest and you're either starting the playoffs that way or his last game of the regular season is that way, because then you're also getting diminishing returns. So it's like, oh, we gotta keep him in here. Because you're also not sidelining him, right? There's a big difference between, like, shutting the guy down right, for 2 weeks. Like, no, he's still pitching. It's just going to be a day later than it normally would be.
So
it probably is going to line up to be the same number of starts, wouldn't it?
I'm playing devil's advocate. Yeah, yeah. But if you beat Toronto, then you skip the wild card round entirely, which gets you that much closer to Roman Anthony hopefully being back.
Then it becomes a rest versus rust debate, because last year, every team that won 100 games in the regular season, they all had the bye. They all lost first series.
Look, I would keep Crochet on this style of rest. I would just say Toronto is within shouting distance. You're only a game back of the Yankees and 3 back of Toronto. Mm-hmm. By the way, Zach.
And you have 3 with each of them.
Yep, correct. Zach is in running Twitch here this week. Terp is out. He's like, Celtics start next week. I need a break before I'm pure hoops all day, all night.
I get it.
Okay? So Zach is here, and not to have Terp catching any strays, but he came in and made an excellent point.
He really did.
In the last break.
Yeah.
Connolly Early, that's his name?
I think so.
The number 6 Red Sox prospect is getting the start tonight.
That's right.
Because Dustin May is going on the IL. So he popped in the last break, and he goes, how bad is Kyle Harrison? Kyle Harrison can't get this start.
I would say pretty bad.
It's honestly a great point. And I was very pro Kyle Harrison when they got him. I was very pro the Devers trade. Great point.
Harrison, Hicks, they both suck.
The answer is I don't know. How bad is Kyle Harrison that he can't get the start? I don't know. But here's who's started since that Devers trade over Kyle Harrison at the big league level. early tonight.
Yeah.
Cooper Criswell got a spot started there.
And he was good.
He was fine.
Go back to Cooper.
Peyton Tolley. Peyton Tolley's in there.
Oh, Magnum P.I.G.
Brennan Bernardino has started a couple of bullpen games.
Yeah, a couple. All right.
Dustin May, they continued to stick with until he's on the IL now.
He's on the shelf.
And Walker Buehler got a bunch of starts after that trade. He's now gone and in the Phillies organization. How bad does Kyle Harrison stink that those six are all getting starts over him?
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
He's not ready. He's working on stuff. He's been working on stuff for a while, and it's not like, oh, everybody in the rotation's been healthy, there's no room for him, or, hey, there's only been one opportunity, and we went with whatever else.
Like, no, they have three starters.
If you're like, hey, Peyton Tolley took a spot, I'd be like, okay, yeah. I get it. No. Like, all these guys, this guy? Are you serious? So, yeah, I wouldn't factor Kyle Harrison into really much of anything going forward.
No. We thought we were getting a start last week.
We did not.
Didn't happen.
They would rather
scratched him for Bernardino, and now they're starting Connolly early.
Bernardino didn't get out of the first inning.
Nope.
And they're like, better than Kyle Harrison. He gives us a better chance to win than Kyle Harrison.
All right. Well, I don't love that. But the Red Sox have now won two straight, and we'll see how it goes these final two against Oakland. They did get some minor good news, or not Oakland, excuse me, Sacramento.
Sacramento, Sacktown.
There was some minor good news in there yesterday. Abreu should be back on the homestand, according to Cora.
Good. Yeah, that one's been longer than I think anybody expected.
They're going to need him back. There was a weird lineup before the game where Jacoby Ellsbury was going to play. Jacoby Ellsbury? Duran,
rather. Steal your bag.
Duran was going to play in right field, which he hasn't done since 2022. They were going to start Nick Sogard in left field, which he hasn't played all year in the minor leagues, and then Cora flipped it right before the start.
Duran's not playing right field.
They could use some bodies in the outfield. Yeah.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.